The victim in Saturday's backcountry avalanche in the area known as Square Top was identified as 57-year-old Kurt Damschroeder of Park City. According to a press release from the Summit County Sheriff's Office, the avalanche was triggered by Damschroeder and his friend, another skier, Saturday afternoon about 3:30 outside the boundaries of Park City Mountain Resort, access off the 9990 chairlift. Damschroeder was caught in the avalanche. The other skier was able to call 911 and locate Damschroeder using a beacon. He was able to dig him out and attempted life-saving efforts for more than an hour, but he was forced to leave the area due to extreme avalanche danger. Crews went back up Sunday to complete the mitigation work to access the avalanche site and recover Damschroeder's body. Utah avalanche forecaster Nikki Champion says even though people are familiar with backcountry terrain and are well prepared with the knowledge and equipment to be in the backcountry, it is always a risk when conditions are so unstable.
The main issue we're dealing with is this persistent weak layer. So all of these human-triggered avalanches and natural avalanches over the past few days tell us that this weak, faceted snowpack has reached its breaking point. It's showing us its cards. It's producing these deep and dangerous avalanches, 2 to 4 feet deep and hundreds of feet wide. And in areas that have any signs of wind-drifted snow, we could see avalanches breaking even deeper, 5 to 10 feet deep. So the bottom line is our snowpack's junk right now. Shouldn't be messed with. There's no outsmarting a persistent weak problem. Avoidance is the answer.
She added that the Utah Avalanche Center and Park City Mountain Resort Ski Patrol investigated the accident and will have a full report up on the UAC website later this week. The avalanche danger remains considerable on upper elevation aspects and mid-elevation aspects facing northwest through southeast. If you are leaving a resort boundary through an exit point, you are stepping into considerable avalanche danger. Stick to terrain less than 30 degrees slope and steepness. Kurt Damschroeder was a longtime local. He loved to spend time outdoors. He is survived by a girlfriend and family who live locally, as well as many friends. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.